Pete Egoscue created the Egoscue Method in an effort to get himself out of pain. Since then, he has dedicated his life to helping others succeed in being pain-free without drugs, surgery, or manipulation. Egoscue is a process which involves a series of stretches and gentle Egoscue sizes designed specifically for each client. This process strengthens specific muscles and brings the body back to its proper alignment and functioning the way it was designed, pain-free. Egoscue is simple and results are remarkable. The three R's of Egoscue therapy are rediscover the body's design, restore function, return to health. Free yourself of chronic pain right now. Call 800-995-8434. 800-995-8434. This revolutionary therapy will change your life forever. Start living pain-free today. 800-995-8434. 800-995-8434.
Life can be a pain in the neck and elsewhere, and that's where Pete Egoscue comes in.
Pain, chronic pain. If you've tried everything, nothing works, you're confused, you're hurting, you'll see that's what this show's about. That's what we do. Just get in touch with ourselves, talk our way through it, and solve the problems.
Pete Egoscue's Pain-Free Revolution is now a national radio show.
Pain-Free Radio.
If we can change our mind from, oh my goodness, I have this disease and there's no cure, to my soft tissue's inflamed, I wonder why, now we've got a fighting chance, don't we?
Pete Egoscue has developed a system of gentle stretching exercises, the Egoscue Method,
which return the body to a healthy, pain-free state.
Call the Egoscue Center today, 800-995-8434, 800-995-8434, or on the web at egoscue.com. That's Egoscue.
Pain-Free Radio is brought to you in part by Penta Drinking Water, the bottled water of choice for health-conscious individuals. Go to www.pentawater.com for a retail location near you. Penta, Pain-Free Radio's choice in bottled drinking water.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Good morning, y'all. January the 12th. January the 12th already. Kind of rolling along in the new year, 08. Thank you so much for inviting me into your lives today. Show's pain-free. I'm your host, Pete Egoscue. Want to talk to you, as always. Toll-free number, 888-344-1170. I hope my voice finds you happy and contented this morning. So contented that you're not looking forward to anything at all today. If you're hoping that whatever it is you're looking forward to makes you feel better. I want you to feel better right now with a big smile on your face. Remember the, you had to read this in, let's see, where do we read this? Junior high, I think, the famous French story about the little prince. Remember that? The little prince, he gets banished to an imaginary planet, a fictitious planet, and his best friend becomes a fox. You remember that story? And time comes in the story, and the fox is going to depart the little prince forever. And he promises that if the little prince will meet certain conditions, that the little fox will give him the secret, the greatest secret of life. So the prince agrees, and he meets the expectations, and so the little fox says, "Here is the secret. Only that which is invisible is essential." Well, what's invisible? Values. You can't see them. You can't touch them. You can't taste them. You can't smell them. But they are critical. They're the intangible essentials, and they're what bring meaning to your life. The values. Well, where do we get our values? Paraphrasing my hero Einstein, he said, "The most important decision we will make in our lifetime is the decision about what kind of world we live in. Is it a friendly world or a hostile world? And from that decision comes our values. That's why you can lay out in front of an audience some facts, and every person in the room will have a different interpretation of 2 plus 2 equals 4. They will all acknowledge 2 plus 2 equals 4 because it's a fact. But the impact of 2 plus 2 equals 4 on their lives for each one of them is different. So that's why I say I hope my voice finds you happy and contented, and that you are enough. And if you're not, pick up the phone, 888-344-1170. Let's go to the phones, and if I can read this miniature writing, Kevin. It's Jan. Hi, Jan.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
You remember reading The Little Fox?
No.
You know, The Little Prince, the story, and the fox and the prince?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, don't.
Yeah, you did. You did it. You read it. You had to read it in junior high.
Oh, okay. Well.
Where are you?
I'm calling you because I have memory problems.
You do?
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a very good thing.
Yeah. Sure.
No, seriously, it is. What is it that you want to remember that you can't?
Well, really, that's not why I'm calling. That was kind of a joke.
So you don't forget things that you should.
Well, I do forget things, yes. But
like, give me an example.
Okay, let's see. Well, it just sometimes when I start out the day and I have a list in my head, I don't get it all accomplished.
Well, that is that being forgetful?
Well, yeah, sometimes I forget things that are on my list, yeah.
You know why you do that?
Why do I do that?
Because your intuitive self, your real self, your internal wisdom realizes that whatever your ego put on that list wasn't important that day.
Well, there you go.
So you conveniently forget it because it wasn't important.
Okay. Is it not just not important to me, or?
Yeah, it's not important to you.
Okay.
And the more it's important to someone else, the more you're going to forget it, because the less important it is to you.
Ooh. Okay.
No, it's true.
I think I believe you.
No, it's absolutely true. You know, you hear me say this all day. Have you been listening to the show for a while?
You know, I haven't. I just kind of happened on you one Saturday morning, and
in a second here, Jan, you're going to hear some music.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to hang up.
Okay.
I want you to stay on the line.
Okay.
Because I've been blabbering, and we haven't gotten to why you called me.
Okay.
So when we come back from the music and all that,
all right,
then we will chat. But just think about that for a minute. The more important your list is to someone else, the less important it is to you.
Okay.
It's the key to life.
All right.
Hold on. Pain Freeze the show, 888-344-1170. We'll be right back.
They come from north, south, east, and west, looking for relief from years of pain. And they found it with Pete Egoscue and the Egoscue Clinic.
The exercises are painful for me. But why are the exercises painful? They were not painful when I first started.
Because your posture changed.
Oh.
The Egoscue Method.
That strained feeling, is it increasing or decreasing?
Decreasing.
Tell everybody how you feel.
Much better. You're truly a godsend. Thank you.
The Egoscue Method.
I just called to tell you thank you. I called you. You told me to do the back exercise. They have worked wonderfully. I love you guys.
The Egoscue Method.
Bring your foot down. That was hard, wasn't it?
Okay.
Now, what's going on in the legs?
Well, they're kind of tingling.
Tingling's better than numb, isn't it?
Right.
So we made some progress already.
Hey.
We did it together.
I'm so happy I found you.
Call the Egoscue Clinic today.
Call 800-995-8434.
That's 1-800-995-8434.
Shakespeare said, "Nothing comes from doing nothing."
If it's, I wish this pain would go away, well, that's nothing. Or, I'm going to take this pill, it makes me feel better. Now, that is doing something as it relates to the symptom. But what is it we talk about all the time? We talk about treating the cause. The cause of the problem. Always ask the next question. The next question is, why do I have whatever it is? Why do I have a herniated disc in my back? Why do I have chronic migraine headaches? Why do I have TMJ? Why does my knee hurt? Why? The why is the cause. So what we want to do is unmask the cause. And that's what we do here.
Let's go out to Rancho and talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Pete.
What's up?
Bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah, I've been doing the back all week, every day, and I am still hurting and limping really bad. My left knee goes out like 10 to 1, and both my legs are so unbalanced. You know, I had a total hip surgery.
Now, I'm not being a jerk, but what's bad news about all this?
Well, because I'm still hurting so bad, I can hardly get up from a chair sometimes. I have to hold on to something.
But what's bad news about knowing what it is we're working on?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid to tell you.
No, see, that's why we're not making any progress yet.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't decided whether or not your body will let you get well.
Yeah, I want it to, but...
Well, you've got to sell out. You've got to get to the point where you say, look, okay, I've got all these things that are... quote, wrong, end quote, with me.
Uh-huh.
But you've got to get to the point where you sell out to yourself and say, I know I can fix this, and I'm going to fix it. And then you've got to have that big P word. You know what that is?
Peter.
No, not Peter. Patience. You got to have patience with yourself.
No, I need Peter.
No, you don't. You got to have patience. You can't lose courage.
Yeah.
In all of this. You can't. You just got to stay with it. And you got to remember that every day, because your body's a living organism, the mm-hmm. task starts anew, okay?
Yeah.
And hang in there. Patience with all things, and patience with all things, chiefly with yourself. You can't lose courage. You can't. You got to just work at it every day.
Okay.
Okay?
I need to do hips now, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
In order.
And the back? Excuse me.
No, the hip exercises. And then call me back.
Okay.
All right.
Get addicted to feeling and looking your best. Drink Penta. Experience the difference in your drinking water. Go to www.pentawater.com and learn why Penta bottled water is the leader in hydration.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
The lights are on. The show's pain-free. That's Robert Palmer. Yeah. Okay, Jan.
Yes.
You've been thinking about that. The more important the list is, yeah. I know. I can tell.
All right.
You know what this show's all about?
I'd say probably total well-being.
Total self-respect.
Oh, okay.
When's the last time you looked in the mirror and said, I love me?
I don't look in the mirror, but I do say that.
Well, when's the last time you looked in the mirror and said, I love me?
I have not done that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. All right. Now, why did you call?
I called for a couple reasons. One is that I have constant ear ringing.
Meniere's.
Yeah.
Oh, Meniere's. You have it right now?
Uh-huh.
While we chat. Are you at home?
I am.
Zip over to a wall or a door that you can turn your back to.
Okay. I'm there.
All right. Now, I want you to put your heels up against the door.
Okay.
So what's touching is your butt.
Yep.
And your heels. and some portion of your shoulder blades.
Right.
But without pushing it, your head doesn't touch.
No, my head does touch.
Without pushing it.
No, it does.
And you're looking, wait. And you're looking straight ahead. You're not, your head isn't tilted.
Correct.
Ah, now that is fascinating. Okay. Now, how long have you had this ringing?
I would say probably consistently for 12 years.
Stay right there on the wall. Don't leave it.
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand pigeon-toed.
Okay.
So I want your toes to touch.
Okay.
I want your heels turned out, but they're still touching the door.
Okay.
I want your thigh muscles tight, and I want you to relax your stomach and your shoulders.
Okay.
Now, that should produce a growing curve in your lower back.
Right.
Good. Now, are you satisfied that this Meniere's is not because of a virus or an infection?
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Then let me explain to you why you have a ringing in your ear. Can I do that?
Please do.
The inner ear, as you know, is a marvelous piece of engineering.
Uh-huh.
One of its functions that most of us don't know about is that it's our balancing mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the body where the gravity field is.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's so important to us because we're up on 2 feet. The body has a redundant system to make sure that we know we're up, and it's called the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Meniere's is a confusion between what the inner ear is telling the body and what the eye says.
Uh-huh.
So that says then that somewhere, and now in your case it's got to be left to right, side to side, your head isn't level to the gravity field.
Right.
So we've got one inner ear fluid in a different place than the other inner ear fluid.
I have more ringing in the right ear.
Okay. Now, as you stand there, your stomach's relaxed, the curve is growing.
Right.
So I'm representing to you that this is a posture issue.
Okay,
it's a posture issue, and you can't focus on the head to fix it. Because the head sits on the spine, right?
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
You got to focus on the whole body.
Okay.
So now as we stand here, what's happening?
Hold on, I'm going to change the phone. What's happening?
Yeah. We know we're getting a bigger curve in our lower back.
Uh-huh. It feels like my right shoulder is going down a little.
Correct. And what you're going to feel as you stand here, because I'm gonna send you some help if you want it.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
It's called Pain Free. When you get it, go to the chapter on head and neck.
Well, I have the book.
You have Pain Free?
I do.
Are you using it?
I am.
For what? What chapter?
I've also got a bunion, so I've been doing the feet exercises and the head and neck exercises. And
Forget the feet for a minute.
Okay.
Go back and reread the first three chapters.
Okay.
And you notice that every chapter treats the body as a complete unit.
Right.
Yeah, go to the head and neck.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen as you stand here, because I want you to spend a few minutes after we hang up.
Okay.
In this position, it's going to feel like your right ear has got some fluid in it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to feel a little different. So reach up, hold your nose right now, and, you know, clear your ears. Then you blow out with your, you know, holding your breath. And
right.
Now, what happened on the right side?
I don't know if I can really say, but I can tell you that my left ear feels very clear.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like your right ear has fluid in it.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not fluid in it. It's not like you have water on the ear. It's just that the head has been carried in such a position that fluid in the semicircular canal has gotten stuck.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to unstick it, and the Meniere's is going to go away.
Okay.
And a bunion is a callus.
Right. I actually had surgery scheduled for the 16th, but I've postponed it.
I think that's awesome! Call me back next week and tell me how it's going.
Okay, I will.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Gotta let you go.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 888-344-1170. Richard.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, I got a problem with my lower back. It's kind of strange. If after I stand up for about 5 minutes, I get a pain all the way across my back, right underneath my kidneys.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I sit down, it goes away.
Are you? And what's everybody told you about why you have it?
I haven't. I've just been listening to you and decided it was time to call.
Are you in a place where you can stand up?
No, sir. I'm unfortunately driving down the road.
Okay. Well, let me give you an oversimplification.
Okay.
Your posture has become so compromised that when you stand up, the body should load its weight in what's called load joints. If you plumb lined from your ear, your shoulder, your hip joint, your knee, and your ankle joint should line up.
Right.
Yours don't.
Okay, I believe that.
So the reason those lower back muscles, called paraspinal muscles, are hurting, because they're not getting any help from the load joints.
Sounds reasonable. Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of hanging off to one side all the time.
Exactly. So we got to fix it.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a book if you'll use it.
Oh, I will.
Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion, Condition 2. Can you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And then will you call me back in a couple weeks to tell me how you're doing?
I definitely will. I listen to you every week, so I will.
Well, thank you. Been telling your friends about the show?
I sure have.
Where are you going right now?
I'm working. I put up real estate signs for a living.
Oh, how's biz?
Busy.
People are trying to bail on their mortgages, right?
Yeah, that's about the size of it. There's a lot of them going up for sale, but not a lot of them selling.
And in every situation where it could be viewed as an adverse, there's an opportunity, right?
Yeah, if a person had the funds, and that would be the opportunity.
Amen. See, there you go, folks. Listen to Richard. He's telling you there's a big inventory out there. There's a big opportunity. All right, my man, call me back. Book's on the way.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Yeah, see, that goes back to this Einstein thing about, is the world a hostile place or a friendly place? Now you can. So you look at the facts, right? Oh, my goodness, there's for sale signs everywhere. If you think the world's a hostile place, you're thinking we're going to a Hades in a handbasket. If you think the world is a happy place, you don't. You say, wow, look at all this opportunity. I'm surrounded by opportunity. And that's the way I want you to look at the world, because it is a friendly place. It is. All you got to do is, you've heard this before, change your mind. That's all you have to do. Change your mind. It's not the end of the world because people are selling their houses. They're all going to sell eventually, and the seller's going to be happy, and the buyer's going to be happy. It's a wonderful opportunity. What would happen if you were looking for a place to live and there was no houses for sale? Right? Yeah, okay. That's just kind of... I know. And looking in the mirror and telling yourself you love yourself isn't ego. It doesn't make you superior to someone else. It just makes you equal to everyone else. Pain Free's the show, 888-344-1170. I know, you're on hold. I'll get you. We'll be right back.
Pete's recipe for health, the hydration diet, starts with Penta water.
Now, this water is so hydrating because of their patented technology that you don't need to drink it exclusively. You've heard me talk about this, the 1 week experiment, right? You get your case of water, you get your case of Penta water, you drink 2 Penta bottles in the morning and 2 in the evening, and you've taken your body weight, you've divided it in half. You've turned that number into ounces, and you get that number of ounces in your body every day, but you're only drinking 2 and 2 of Penta. The power of that hydrating process, and watch what happens. Less pain, more energy, better sleep. It's awesome. Try it out. It does work.
Go to pentawater.com to learn more about hydration and Penta, pain-free radio's choice in bottled drinking water.
Look around.
for a second. Look around your house or your office or whatever. You know, you see the radio or the TV or the sofa or the desk or the chair or the car. Those things that you're looking at, that you take for granted, they were once thoughts. Now, we don't see the miracle of the thought because someone sat down and said, you know what, I think there will be such a thing as a television, and I think I can invent it. But we don't see the miracle of it because it took a while from the thought to the fruition. It took a while. You know, you had to build stuff and blah, blah, blah. Well, your body, the miracle of your body is the same thing. All we are thoughts. Every single day, thoughts. Now, if the thought of perfect health doesn't happen the instant you think it, be patient. Be patient. Have some fun. Stay with it, because suffering is optional. Three in Atlanta. Hi.
It's Turi.
Oh, Turi. You've been listening to the show for a while?
You know, I've listened to it a couple of times, and then I get in my car. I was out shopping, and when I sit in my car, I get extreme pain around my lower back, and it runs across my rib cage all the way, like, across my stomach, like I've done a lot of sit-ups. So what do I need to do?
There's a muscle that runs at the bottom of the rib cage. It's the floor of the thoracic cavity. It's called the diaphragm. It sounds like your diaphragm is cramping up because your posture's pinching it down. So let's find out. Are you in your car?
I'm in my car right now.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. Relax your shoulders.
All right.
Now, you didn't even think they were tight, but when I tell you to relax them, notice they dropped.
Yes.
Yeah, there's more room for your neck now.
Now, I got to interrupt you. I'm sitting here next to my wife, who's a nurse.
Yes.
And she thinks this whole thing is just hilarious, because they use pharmaceuticals to solve everything.
Oh, well, good. Good for her.
Yes.
Tell her we're taking a clinical anecdotal approach to your symptom.
It's a clinical anecdotal approach to my symptoms.
All right, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your hips and put a little arch in your lower back with your hips.
Okay.
Now, pin your shoulder blades together in the back.
All right.
Now we're going to take a diaphragmatic breath. I want you to breathe in, and as you breathe in, I want your stomach to go out towards the dashboard. It's the opposite of the way you breathe. Now, does that produce pain?
No.
Is it hard to do?
Yes.
Does it make you feel better as you do it?
Yes.
Good. There's your anecdotal evidence. Can I send you a book?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then call me back.
Help us reach out worldwide. Pain-Free Radio, 2 hours live every Saturday. Call your local radio station now. Tell them you belong to the pain-free revolution and you want 2 hours of pain-free radio live every Saturday.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Little Robert Palmer. Pain Free's the show. 888-344-1170. Hey, Mike. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Carlsbad. I'm sitting in my office.
Now, there's a story behind why you're in your office on Saturday morning.
Well, I went surfing this morning, so I was going to go to the gym, and I remembered that a lady at yoga told me about your talk show, so I thought I'd call, because I have an arthritic hip, and I've been told that I need hip replacement surgery.
Are you limping?
Yes.
Okay, and most of the pain is, the reason you're limping is because of what you would call groin pain?
Yes.
And the good surgeons, they MRI and x-ray the hip, and they say, well, it's really arthritis that's producing the pain.
Yes, and it's bone on bone.
Right. Now, does it hurt? Is it at the stage where it hurts all the time?
It doesn't hurt when I'm sitting, but I can't walk for more than like 45 minutes without it really flaring up.
So for 43 minutes, it doesn't hurt?
Well, it hurts, but after, you know, after a little while, it just gets where the whole leg is sore.
Now, have you ever asked the surgeon why that happens?
He's, the one I did talk to said that it's related pain, just going down my leg.
Related pain.
From my hip.
In other words, don't worry.
My hip is causing the pain, and it's going down.
Yeah. In other words, that's just a result of the problem.
Yes.
Now, I believe that it is actually the cause of the problem that allowed the arthritis to appear in the socket. Now, let me explain.
Okay.
Cartilage is a living thing. The hardest thing for us humans to understand is that we're a living organism. Now, that means that we're in a constant state of birth, death, renewal. Those cells, bone cells, nerve cells, muscle cells, cartilage cells, are constantly renewing themselves. They need three things to stay healthy. They need blood and oxygen provided by movement. Okay? They need the head of that femur in the hip socket called the acetabulum. They need that hip and the femur moving at the same time when you're moving.
Okay.
If the hip becomes stuck, which yours has, then it's like a mortar and a pestle. The femur's still moving, but the hip isn't, and it just, that head of that femur just grinds away at that cartilage.
Okay.
And what happens is far worse than that. Because the hip becomes stuck, what's called posturally compromised, the body can't get blood and oxygen into the hip. And arthritis loves a joint that doesn't have any blood and oxygen in it.
Okay.
So that's what's happened. So after about 40 years of this, I'm absolutely convinced that the pain is telling you where the restriction is. In other words, the pain is the reason the hip looks the way it does instead of the other way around.
Okay.
Is that, in your mind, at all plausible?
Yes, because I had a cortisone shot, and as soon as I had the shot, in 2 days I was walking without a limp.
Yeah, and the arthritis was still there, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But the pain wasn't.
I understand. Okay, well, there you go. Do you have shoes on or off?
On.
Okay, I'd like you to slip them off for me, please.
All right.
And just stand up.
Okay.
And put your feet right together so your heel bones, your ankle bones are touching.
Okay.
Now, what I'd like you to do is keep your ankle bones together. Don't let them come apart because they're going to want to come apart.
Okay.
Tighten up your thigh muscles. Release your stomach and shoulders. Keep your thigh muscles tight and just raise up and down on your toes. But don't let your ankle bones come apart.
Okay.
Up and down.
I'll keep going. Okay.
Up and down, up and down.
All right.
Now, are you aware that you're feeling this work in a different part of your left leg than you are your right leg?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's telling us, that's a clue. That's telling us we're off balance.
Okay.
And I'm representing to you that as your balance comes back, the pain diminishes.
Okay.
So let's artificially prove that.
Okay.
You're on a portable phone, right? You're on your cell phone?
I'm on a handheld phone, yeah.
Yeah. I want you to walk around your office, but here's what I want you to do. All I want you to do is think about your big toes. I want you pushing into the floor with your big toes as you walk. Both feet push into the floor. Big toe, big toe, big toe.
Okay.
What's happening?
There's not as much pain in my hip. But...
Good. Okay. I'm going to send you some help. Can I do that?
Yes, sir.
Pain-free, it's on the way. When you get it, read the first three chapters.
Okay.
Because in detail, it'll go over what you and I just talked about.
Okay.
Then go to the chapter on hip pain.
Hip pain, okay.
And take them in order.
Okay.
Now, yoga is a wonderful, wonderful, thousands of years old discipline. But remember, it wasn't invented to correct dysfunction.
Okay.
All right? It wasn't. It was invented, as the yogis say, to get the illusion of the body out of the way of the soul, the spirit.
Okay.
That's why when yogis and yoginis get enlightened, they quit doing their yoga practice.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, we Westerners don't like to hear that. Because
right.
We think it's a great workout and you sweat like a dog and all that.
Right.
But that's the truth.
Yeah.
Will you call me back in two or three weeks and check in?
Okay. What about your clinic?
I got clinics all over the world. You want to come and see us?
Yes.
Well, all right. You're welcome to do that. We'd love to.
You're in Del Mar, right?
There's a clinic in Del Mar. Where are you?
Carlsbad.
Yeah, well, that's the closest one to you. There's one downtown. There's a clinic in Orange County. There's one in L.A. They're all over all over the world.
Okay.
So, go to, you're computer friendly. Go to egoscue.com, E-G-O-S-C-U-E.
Okay.
And just click on locations. It'll give you the number and the contact and, you know. I'm still going to send you pain-free, okay?
Okay.
Because you may decide when you get it that you might want to try that for a while. But we'd love to see you. If you want to come and see us, we'd love to see you.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Tell your friends.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
888-344-1170. Danielle.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in La Mesa.
Oh, my goodness. When I first came to San Diego in 1974, I lived in La Mesa.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Cute little town.
Yeah, it was, I liked it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
How long you been there?
Well, I've been in East County area for about 8 years.
And before that?
In New York, New Jersey.
Holy moly! Culture shock, baby!
Yes.
How long have you been listening to the show?
My girlfriend just turned me onto it because she knows that I'm going through some stuff.
Wait, this is today your first time?
Yes.
So what do you
I'm
think?
I'm really glad that I got on to talk to you.
It's what do you think?
Great. What I'm listening to.
Right this second, what hurts?
Well, right this second,
yeah.
I have lupus.
Well,
and
right this second.
What hurts? Okay. My ankles and feet and my hands are really hurting.
Your ankles and your feet and your hands.
Yeah, and right hip. But
are you sitting down?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take a break. I don't want you to hang up.
Okay.
I want you to get down on the floor. While I'm gone, don't hang up. Put both legs up in a chair with your knees bent at 90 degrees.
Okay.
And let them flop there. Don't put a pillow under your head.
No pillow.
Now, when you go down there, I want a fat pillow between your knees.
A pillow between my knees?
Yeah, not under your knees, between your knees. And I want you to squeeze and release that pillow in sets of 20 with a break, another set of 20 until I get back.
Okay.
Don't use your stomach muscles.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling. Hold on. We'll be right back. Folks, little Robert Palmer.
Did the fight to make ends meet?
Taking responsibility for your own health. We're denying responsibility whenever that twinge in the knee is ignored or when it sends us to the bathroom medicine cabinet for pain medication. Responsibility is denied when we blame the aching shoulder on tennis, old age, or any of the many overused labels for various pain conditions. Taking responsibility means taking action. The Egoscue method is a plan of action. There's no surgery, no drugs. You'll be able to recognize an inverted foot or elevated hip for what it really is, a symptom of correctable dysfunction. But the Egoscue method simply won't work if you believe that someone or something else is responsible for your health. Until you recognize the need, the absolute requirement for taking responsibility, you will not succeed. Once you do accept the responsibility, however, the Egoscue method never fails. Never. No drugs, no surgery, no machines, no miracles, just you. Take responsibility. Take action. Call the Egoscue Method Center, 800-995-8434. 800-995-8434.
I'm always talking about trusting your instincts. What gets in the way of us doing that? I mean, how come we don't? You know, how come we're running around asking for advice all the time? I mean, why don't we solve the cause of chronic pain ourselves, which is what I say we all innately have the ability to do? Well, it's because we believe something's wrong. See, if you believe something's wrong, you're on a road that won't let you get in touch with your instincts, because your instincts are always talking about the cause of things. They're not talking about what to do to treat the symptom. I'm talking about this chronic pain that happens day to day. It comes and it goes, and or it comes and stays, and you're spending your time trying to get rid of it. That's the pain that we need to trust our instincts about, because our instincts never let us down.
Off to Texas. Ramon, how are you?
I'm doing great, Pete. First of all, I want to say that I've run 7 marathons here in the past couple of years, and this year I'm trying to run 12 marathons, one a month.
Good for you.
And it's been directly tied to using the Egoscue method and being able to straighten out my knee and my hips and my ankle and, you know, different things that get out of alignment. However, I've run 3 in the past 3 months, and this last one, I've got a pain right on the inside part of my left ankle that and it swelled a little bit. I got it down with the ice and some compression, but I'm not sure exactly what to do about that.
Have you got your running shoes there?
No, I don't. I don't have them with me. They're at home.
Okay, the first thing I want you to do is when you get home, I want you to pick those running shoes up, and I want you to put them together so they're touching. Hold them out in front of you and look at them from the heel. And I'll bet you'll see that one of them is broken down.
Okay.
The second thing, go to Progressive Supine Groin and spend more time in it the next couple of days.
Okay.
And even if the shoe doesn't appear to be broken down, get some new shoes.
Okay. And just for your listeners and everybody, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 98, and I had some pains that I thought were associated with that, and I went through your menus and different things, the back pain, and got rid of some of my pains. I'm mostly pain-free. I mean, I can't believe it.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm proud of you, man. Good luck on the marathon.
All right, thanks.
Call me back.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Pain-Free Radio is brought to you in part by Penta Drinking Water, the bottled water of choice for health-conscious individuals. Go to www.pentawater.com for a retail location near you. Penta, Pain-Free Radio's choice in bottled drinking water.
The pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Yeah. Rolling along. Okay, Danielle.
Yes.
You're on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You're squeezing that pillow.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
The hips feels better.
Huh.
So my feet are a little numb and burny, but the hip feels the good.
Now the
And I just heard your last caller. I used to be I've been an athlete my whole life, and I used to run a lot of marathons.
Good for you.
And it's kind of discouraging when the doctors tell you, well, you can't do that anymore, you know,
why'd you let them tell you that?
Well, I make sure I walk at least like 3 to 5 miles a day.
No.
And that helps a lot.
Let's back up. Why did you let him tell you that?
I just didn't say anything. They just said it.
Well, when I say let them tell you that, you acted upon their instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you do that?
Well, I guess because, you know, that I figured they knew best.
And you know that's not true.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I guess in a way.
Yeah, you know that no one in this planet knows more about you than you.
Okay.
And I'll offer up something, and no, I'm not picking on you, and I'm not singling you out because we're all human and we all do this.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason you acted on their instructions was out of fear.
Okay.
Because you went with a symptom or symptoms that you didn't think you knew anything about. You went to some good people who you believed knew more about it than you did. And they looked at you and said, uh-oh, you got lupus. By the way, did you have them explain that to you, lupus?
Oh, yeah. No, I've done a lot of reading and stuff.
Okay. What is lupus?
The autoimmune system actually works a little against your body.
Now, that's the theory.
Right.
No one has ever been able, in a research setting, to prove that the oxidation that's taking place in your body is because your immune system has turned on itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know that from your own research, right?
No, that I didn't learn. So this is the first time I've heard it.
Okay. There's always a different view, isn't there? What happens if the symptoms that we're ascribing and attributing to this disease are only there because your body's not getting enough blood and oxygen to your hands and your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Which is just exactly the opposite of what you've been told. Too much blood and oxygen.
Right.
Inflammation, right?
Uh-huh.
What happens if the inflammation is there because your body's working perfectly and it, in its wisdom, knows that it needs more blood and oxygen?
Okay.
That's why when you walk, it feels better.
Right.
Come on, girl. Okay, you still squeezing that pillow?
Yeah.
All right, now I want you to get up.
Okay.
Billy Bob was a dog. Did you know that?
Okay.
Did you know Billy Bob was a dog?
No, but now I do.
A dog was he.
Okay, I'm up.
All right, you got shoes on or off?
Off. Barefoot.
Barefoot. Now, I want you to walk around slightly pigeon-toed.
Okay.
Your toes slightly in, and all I want you thinking about is my shoulders are relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pushing into the floor with my big toes.
Okay.
Slightly pigeon-toed.
Okay.
And tell me what's happening.
Yeah, the numbness is starting to go away in the toes.
Huh. Well, so much for lupus. Right? Because lupus is still there, right?
Excuse me?
I said lupus didn't go away, did it?
No.
But the symptom being attributed to lupus is going away.
Right.
What does that tell you?
That it's a good thing to keep walking and doing as much as...
It's telling us that there's something else to the story here that we've missed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. You know this. When you hear the truth, no one has to prove it to you, not because you hear it, because it's because you feel it. And right now, you're feeling the truth
uh-huh.
about yourself. I'm going to send you a book. It's called Pain Free.
Okay.
I want you to read the first three chapters, and then you decide what to do with the book from there, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
How's your water intake?
Good.
How do you know?
Because I drink a lot of water.
Take your body weight, turn it into ounces, and get that amount of water in ounces in you every day.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a coupon for a case of Penta water.
Oh, great.
2 in the morning, 2 at night, other water during the day.
Okay.
It'll make a huge, huge difference in your symptoms.
Oh, okay, great.
All right, darling?
Thanks so much.
Call me back now.
Great talking to you.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ronald, good morning. Hey, Ronald.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. How long you been there?
Oh, since 1972.
And where were you before that?
Louisville, Kentucky.
I can still hear that Louisville in you. What do you do over there, sir?
Well, I'm retired now.
But you weren't in 72, were you?
Oh, no. I was a heavy equipment mechanic.
Ah, do you miss the mechanic work?
Well, not anymore because I can't do it anymore.
Why not?
Well, all the pains that I've got.
Right this minute as you're talking to me, what hurts the worst?
Probably my on my right hand, my fingers. I don't have any feeling in my thumb and two first fingers there.
Okay, you sitting down?
Yes.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Is it a soft chair?
Yes.
Okay, I want you in a hard chair.
Okay.
And I want you to wave, I want your body away from the back of the chair.
Okay.
You got that?
Yep.
Now get your feet hip-width apart and slightly pigeon-toed.
Okay.
And bring your knees together so they touch.
Okay.
But don't move your feet. So your feet are wide, pigeon-toed, your knees are touching.
Yep.
Now notice how you had to do that. You had to put an arch in your lower back.
Yep.
Right. Relax your shoulders now.
Yep.
Now here's what we're going to do. I want you to put constant pressure on your knees, not with your stomach, just your knees.
Okay.
And as you keep that constant pressure, that produces a curve in your lower back. And yep. Now as that curve increases and you keep the constant pressure on the knees, like you're crushing a nut or something.
Yeah.
Now I want you to squeeze and release your shoulder blades together in the back. Don't shrug them up, just back.
Yeah.
You know what your shoulder blades are.
Yeah.
And notice that the shoulder on the right side, that sucker's stuck.
Yeah.
That's why your hand hurts.
Yeah.
Squeeze, release. Is it starting to ease up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So as the shoulder blade starts to free itself up, notice what's happening in your hand.
Yeah.
Well, I know what's happening, but tell everybody what's happening.
I'm getting a little more feeling back in my fingers.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
I know it's happening too fast for you.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell's going on here? This can't be happening like that.
And also I got a lower back pain and kind of a... the doctor says it's just bursitis in my left hip, right below the...
And
hip.
How does that feel as you're pushing this your knees together?
Well, I don't feel it as much.
Uh-huh, see? Body's a unit. I'm going to send you some help if you'll use it.
Okay.
Pain-free is on the way. When you get it, go to the chapter on back pain.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, sure, thank you.
Well, thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
Okay, yeah, your friend told me about it.
I know. See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Are you glad you called?
You bet.
All right, buddy.
Okay, then.
Talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. See, folks, I know it's so much fun. The body is so cool. It just reacts, and it's just amazing. But it depends on the values that you come with. Now, I know, lines are jammed. Hold on. Second hour of Pain Free's coming right up. We'll be right back.
Starting today, you don't have to live in pain. That is the revolutionary message of this breakthrough system for eliminating chronic pain without drugs, surgery, or expensive physical therapy. The Egoscue Method, developed by Pete Egoscue, a nationally renowned physiologist and sports injury consultant to some of today's top athletes. The Egoscue Method has an outstanding 95% success rate. The key is a series of gentle exercises and carefully constructed stretches called E-sizes. Based on your individual needs, a menu will be designed to provide you quick and lasting relief. You will regain the greatest gift of all, a pain-free body. Call the Egoscue Method Center today, 800-995-8434, 800-995-8434, or online at www.egoscue.com. E-G-O-S-C-U-E. Free yourself of chronic pain. This revolutionary therapy will change your life forever. Call 800-995-8434, 800-995-8434.
Folks, chronic pain and dehydration go hand in hand. I'm sneaking up now on 40 years of helping, having the honor of religion, you folks, and I cannot remember a patient in all that time who came to see us with chronic pain who was hydrated. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that seals the deal. They go hand in hand. So, do something for me for a week. Please, do this for me. For a week, don't drink anything, no coffee, no tea, especially no sodas, no iced tea, no lemonades, nothing but water for a whole week. And watch what happens to how you feel. Watch what happens to your energy levels. Watch what happens to your weight. Watch what happens to your sleeping patterns. Water. Water. Please. Just for me. For
Pain-Free Radio is brought to you in part by Penta Drinking Water. Water of choice for health-conscious individuals. Go to www.pentawater.com for a retail location near you. Penta. Pain-Free Radio's choice in bottled drinking water.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
I'd like to welcome those stations just now joining us for the second hour of Pain-Free, wherever you are in the country. Keep working on your radio station or satellite radio or cable television station, because we're on all of that stuff to carry the entire show. I want to revisit the story we were talking about in the first hour, that famous French story, The Little Prince. And the prince, he gets banished to this imaginary planet, and his best friend's a little fox. So the little fox tells the prince that before he leaves, he's going to tell him the most wonderful secret in the world, but the little prince has got to meet a few criteria. He's got to meet some conditions that the fox sets down. So the prince does that, and the fox says, okay, it's now time to learn the greatest secret. And the fox says, only that which is invisible is essential. What is invisible as it relates to the essential? Values. You can't see them, you can't touch them, can't taste them, can't smell them. They're the critical essentials from which the action and meaning of your life take place. Because values are those closely held beliefs that people support with their thoughts, their feelings, their words, and most importantly, their actions. What we do reflects what we believe. And that goes to the heart of what Einstein said when he said, the most important decision we humans will make in our lifetime is whether or not we live in a hostile or friendly universe and world. Now, for the purposes of this show, I'm here to represent every week that to you, your body, mind, and spirit, the universe is an extremely friendly place. Extremely friendly. And that's why we do the show. Toll free, two numbers, 888-344-1170, 800-995-8434. Look at that, Kevin. We've got on hold. We've got Texas, Indiana. We've got Washington, Rhode Island, California. That's just so cool. Let's go to Washington. Michael.
Don't do it. You're on the phone. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Yo, Michael.
Excuse me, Phil.
Michael.
Hello.
What? Where were you, man?
I was opening the door for my wife and son.
Ah, where are you?
Washington, Vancouver.
Vancouver, beautiful
yeah.
Place.
It's raining right now.
No kidding. You get tired of that joke, don't you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What do you do up there in Vancouver?
Well, my wife and I actually renovate homes.
How's biz?
Well, biz is kind of interesting. Trying to sell them is the problem.
Do you believe in that old saw about anything priced right will sell?
Of course, but people want it to be priced the way they want it to be priced, which is pretty low.
Are you a first-time listener?
Today it's a first-hour listener, basically. I caught this, 15, 20 minutes ago, and I have never heard it because I'm usually working or busy with my son or wife at this time, and, you know, sometimes things just work the way they should work.
How did you find your way to the show?
Well, I listen to 910 quite a bit for the different people that talk during the night.
Yes.
And I just left it on that station, so, you know, divine intervention, I guess, is what works.
I hear you. What's hurting?
What's hurting is basically, this is a reoccurring issue, and I'm going to try to describe it because trying to pinpoint inside your body is tough sometimes, but the left shoulder blade, let's just say right in that area,
underneath
going in toward the vertebrae,
there
seems to be a pinch of sorts because when I try to sleep, I can't find the right pillow and the right fluff position to make that feel good, and it just keeps exacerbating my sleep.
You want to learn why that's the case?
I'd love to learn why, and you seem to be the guy who's kind of working from within the body itself. It's pretty neat. You got a great show.
Well, thank you. I want you to walk over to a door.
A door, yeah. We can do that.
And I want you to turn your back to the door or the wall.
Now, turn my back to the door?
Yeah, or the wall.
Or the wall, yeah. Well, I'm against the wall next
to
the door.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. Your butt's touching.
Yeah, we got that touching.
And your heels are touching.
And my heels are touching, yeah.
Now, notice that your shoulder blades don't touch the door the same way.
They don't, but they do touch a little.
Yeah, but they're different left to right.
Yeah, they are. That's right.
That's why
the right side is snug and the left side wants to stay away.
Exactly. Now, that's why you hurt. Your shoulder's out of position. It's a muscle issue.
Okay.
So you're going to hear some music. I don't want you to hang up. But while we're gone, here's what I want you to do. Stand pigeon-toed right now. Turn your toes in so they touch.
Great. Got it.
Tighten up your thighs. Relax your stomach. And notice it, almost instantly that changed the position of the left shoulder.
Yeah, it did. Very
relax your stomach, relax your shoulders, and stand there until we come back. Will you do that?
Sure.
All right, don't leave. We'll be right back.
Appreciate
folks,
it.
Pain-free's the show. We'll be right back.
I will never be far from home. Talking on the telephone. You told me it's over. You made up your mind.
The Goscue Method? I'm too old for that. Listen to Mildred and get a new spirit.
I just celebrated my 91st birthday. You really helped me. 4 years ago, I was using a walker and a cane. I've been doing my exercises this last January. I went on a mission to Swaziland. I was healthy all the time. I've not been ill at all, not even with a cold, for over a year. And I know that it's because I do my exercises faithfully. And my posture is so wonderful. I walk straight up, and people just are amazed. And they say, well, you don't look 90. And I know it's strictly because of exercise. 100 is only 9 years away. And I just want to encourage everyone to just do it.
You can do it with the Agoscue Method. Call the clinic now at 1-800-995-8434. 1-800-995-8434. On the net, egoscue.com. Start doing it with Agoscue.
We have patients all the time talk about, you know, I'm having a pain now in my shoulder. I had that about 6 years ago, and now it's back. Yeah, you're going back through the timeline. In effect, you're getting younger. In effect, your capabilities are coming back. And they're coming back because your body's a living organism. It responds to stimulus. And all you're doing is putting the right stimulus back into the body, which is allowing it to move back to its designed posture. Regardless of age, regardless of previous circumstance, regardless of its symptoms, it will do that. It wants to be, the human body wants to adhere to its design posture. It wants to. It's never confused about the design. So the way we get ourselves in trouble is by not understanding that we're living organisms. Carly, North Carolina, how are you?
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling because I injured my left knee about 5 weeks ago.
Doing what?
Doing what? I was jumping down from a fence, and I landed unexpectedly in some mud.
You were jumping a fence? You're getting away from the cops? What was going on?
Well, I was trespassing. No, I was out for a hike with a friend of mine.
Yeah, you were trespassing, that's right. And you were worried about getting shot.
The other side, so, you know.
So what have you tried to do about your knee pain?
Well, about 2 weeks after the injury, I found your book, and I've been
Which book?
Pain Free.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing the knee exercises for externally rotated knees.
And what's happened?
And it is slowly getting better.
All right.
I have also been doing the hip exercises.
How come? You're an overachiever?
A little bit. But, well, I noticed when I'm out hiking that I do feel some pain in my right hip.
So your question is?
My question is, I'm going to be dancing all weekend, next weekend, and I still have pain when I try to squat or kneel.
Where are we going dancing?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
A wedding or something?
No, it's a dance weekend. It's a dance weekend where a bunch of people get together at a summer camp and dance all weekend long and have a good time.
Cut it out.
So, yes.
All right, here's what I want you to do. You know that it's the position of the knee that's the reason that it hurts.
Yes.
So what I want you to do is take those knee exercises.
Yes.
And split them up.
Uh-huh.
And use half of them as a pre.
Half of them as a what?
As a warm-up.
Okay.
And then come back. And when you're all done, and use the other half as a cool down.
Okay.
And you'll cruise right through the weekend.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Call me back.
Terrific. Well,
I'm fired up to learn what happened on the dance weekend.
What?
See ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dance weekend. That sounds really cool.
Penta. Ultra premium purified drinking water. Penta is available at your local health food stores and select grocery stores. Visit pentawater.com to find a Penta retailer near you.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back, folks. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've been standing against that wall.
And I've been standing against the wall, and things have changed, shifted, and I actually realized that I don't like to hold the phone in my right arm anymore. It actually somehow exacerbates that to some degree.
Yeah.
But while I've been against the wall, I've actually wanted to, if I might say, flex my body a little bit because I noticed some vertebrae wanted to kind of just plunk back into place, and that's what happened.
Isn't that cool?
Cool. Interesting.
Yeah. Your body is a unit, one. Two, bones do what muscles tell them to do. Three, body awareness is your birthright. So all I want you to do is change your mind.
I'll do that.
From... uh-oh, what's wrong with me? Two, I wonder what my body was trying to tell me. And all it was trying to tell you, and the only voice that it has, is that it's off balance.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
All right, I'll send you the help to get yourself back balanced if you'll use it.
I will certainly do that.
All right, there's a book on the way. It's called Pain Free.
Thank you.
I'm going to also send you a coupon for a case of Penta water.
Okay.
Now, have you ever heard of Penta water?
I've seen in the health food stores.
Yeah, it's. I want you to use the coupon. Go through the instructions.
Okay.
Get the Penta water, and I want you to drink two bottles in the morning and two bottles at night. And the rest of the day, I want you to divide your body weight in half, convert that number to ounces,
okay,
and get that amount of water in you every day, and watch what happens to you.
Well, I'm putting in a gallon and a half a day, so...
Well, we'll probably tone it down a little bit, because this Penta water is extremely hydrating.
Okay.
And you can go to the website, and www.pentawater.com, and learn about the science if you want.
Sure.
And then call me back in a couple weeks and tell me what's happening.
Will do. I'll be listening next week, too, as well.
All right, buddy. Tell your friends.
Hey, listen, great show. I will tell my friends.
Well, thank you, man.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Charlie, Indiana, hi.
Hello.
Where are you, Charlie?
I am in Indiana, headed to Iowa.
A trucker.
Yes, I am.
Is this Sirius or XM?
Sirius.
Cool. What's up? How can I help you?
Well, I have high blood sugar, so I have like numbness in my feet and a little bit in my lower legs and a couple other problems.
Wait. Hold on. How long ago did you get diagnosed with a blood sugar issue?
About a year ago.
Now, I love you to death, so this isn't a mean-spirited question at all. Why, after a year, do you still think you have high blood sugar?
Because I haven't quite toned down my diet like I want to. I've done it some, but probably not enough.
So what do you think is missing in your diet that you need to do to get it all the way back?
Well, I was doing good for a while, then I got back into driving a truck, and now I drink too much Mountain Dew for one.
Oh, and yes, you do. Mountain Dew.
I have a cooler in my truck, and I have water, so I drink a lot of water during the day. But when I get something to eat, I usually at least once a day I drink a Mountain Dew. I try not to, but it's too tempting.
So
I got to quit that. So
what you're telling me is that the symptoms you're exhibiting in your body haven't gotten bad enough yet to quit drinking Mountain Dew.
Well, it did, but I don't know. It's just one of them things that it's like there, so it's a conscious thing, I think.
I understand. How can I be of service to you today?
Well, other than that, I didn't know if there was anything like exercise or anything I could do to get a little more, my body a little more stimulated to.
Absolutely. I'm going to send you a packet of stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to send you my first book, which is called The Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion, and I want, can you remember Condition 1?
Condition 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to that section of that book and start doing the exercises for Condition 1.
Okay.
The second thing comes in the packet is a coupon for a case of Penta water.
Okay.
You put that in your cooler.
Alrighty, I will do that.
All right, and the third thing is you're going to get an exercise DVD.
Okay.
And after you've done Condition 1 for a little while, when you get a chance, start doing this exercise DVD and watch what happens.
Okay.
All right?
All right, will that like alleviate other symptoms of high blood sugar?
Well, you got to give me a little help on the nutritional side.
Well, on the nutritional side, okay. I try to do that.
Well, trying as a
truck driver, though. So
trying and doing are two different things.
I realize that.
All right. So what's going to happen? The reason you're drinking Mountain Dew, the reason you're addicted to Mountain Dew, is because your metabolic rate has gotten a little suppressed. So the water, you're not absorbing the water the way you should, because your system's a little acidic. And so the Mountain Dew gives you a jolt of energy. It picks you up. It makes you feel better. That's why you're drinking it. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you have bad willpower. That's not it. So what'll happen as your body start, as you turn your body back on again, musculoskeletally, with the book and with the Penta water, you're going to start feeling so much better that the occurrence of Mountain Dew and bad nutrition will just kind of fade away.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, and you be safe out there.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
888-344-1170, 800-995-8434. Tim.
Hi, Pete.
How are you? Where are you?
Oh, Rhode Island.
Well, I know that, but where?
Oh, Riverside, which is right next to Providence. I run in the Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
How long you been there?
Oh, since 87.
You must like it.
Eah.
Is it quiet where you live?
Well, it's really congested, but I mean, where I live, I can walk 15 minutes and be right next to the bike path next to the bay, which is pretty nice.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You take advantage of that all the time?
Yeah, I don't walk as much as I should.
Why not?
I don't know. I need to work it into my routine.
Well,
plus, I gained a couple pounds over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
Well, maybe the inconsistent walking is the reason for the couple of pounds.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How can I be of service to you today, sir?
Well, about a month ago, I was explaining when I called in. I woke up in the morning, I was going to cut my fingernails, and all of a sudden I used my left hand, my right hand, cut my fingernails on the left hand, tried to use my left hand, and I couldn't cut my fingernails.
You mean you didn't have any strength to do it?
No, because what happened was my two little fingers were numb. And so...
So right away you thought, uh-oh, I'm having a heart attack.
No, I didn't know what to think.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't notice it or whatever. So I waited a day and then went to my regular doctor, and he said, well, I think we should have you... Well, he checked for, I forget what they called it, sort of like a mini stroke.
Yeah.
And checked that out, and it wasn't that. And then he manipulated my hand around and said...
How is it today?
Oh, well, today, what they did after that, they...
Well, wait. How is it right now?
It's still numb.
Okay.
And they have me scheduled for surgery for what's called ulnar tunnel.
Yeah, ulnar tunnel. I bet we can... When is the surgery scheduled?
In about 2 weeks.
Okay. You may decide... I'm going to send you a book called Pain Free.
Oh, I have it right now.
Well, go to the chapter on shoulders.
Oh, on shoulders. I was looking at the one on hand and...
Go to the chapter on shoulders. Take them in order. Don't leave anything out.
Okay.
I think the ulnar impingement is primarily coming from your shoulder.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned in the other chapter.
That's right.
Hands.
So yeah. let's get on it and call me back next week because surgery's coming right up and let's see how we do.
I wanted to ask you one other thing.
Okay.
When I went to talk to the surgeon, he actually did two grip tests.
Yes.
Right? And they said in my right hand I have about 80% strength. In my left hand, I have about 40% because when I went to hold a plate or anything...
It's called recruitment. Uh-huh. It's not a disease, man. It's just that your shoulders are compromised and you can't recruit all the muscles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you call me back next week, we'll do some stuff with that, okay? So you call me next Saturday.
Oh, how many times do I do it? Just once a day?
Once a day, man.
And that's it?
Call me back.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Folks, we'll be right back.
Now, what is Penta water? I mean, I've seen it in the stores, but...
It's the only patented water process on the commercial market.
Okay.
And what the process does, water molecules are very sticky, and nature made them that way. Well, in our busy lives, that means that the body takes a little while to absorb that molecule, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Penta... The process allows the water molecule to get less sticky, so it's absorbed intercellularly quicker. So you need less of it to get hydrated.
So it's better than just any bottled water.
I think it is. Yeah, Penta believes it, and Penta believes once you start drinking it, you're hooked. So, see, we're hooking ya.
Okay.
We're hooking ya.
Give Penta Water a call. 1-877-PENTA-07. That's 1-877-PENTA-07. Start drinking Penta water today.
So the human body is designed for its balance. So if you're going through your life and you find yourself thinking or hearing or saying things like same old stuff, another day, another dollar, I am a commuter, meaning that I do the same thing every day, you're listening exclusively, you're off balance, you're listening to your left brain. You're doing the same old thing over again, and you're doing it well-intended. You're doing it to pay the bills, right? You're going with the crowd. You're bringing in the money. You're paying the bills. You're getting up the next day, and you're doing it again. Well, you're not listening to the right side. That's your music. As my friend Wayne Dyer says, you're not listening to the music inside you. And he wrote a book, The 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace. And one of the secrets is don't die with your music still in you. So, folks, this show is about how to turn that music back up. Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, I got to tell you,
I did what you have advised people to do. I took stock. I looked in the mirror. My shoulders are straight. And I've known for a long time that my hips are not even.
Does anything hurt?
Oh, yeah. I had called 4 weeks ago telling you that I've got pain in the hammy part of my hands. Real bad pain most of the time.
So what happened?
And also I have neck pain.
So what happened?
And I still have the pain, but I want to tell you, I've done the clock. I've been just started doing a few days ago the counter stretch, and I've been doing the knee presses, which you told me to do before I got the book Pain Free.
So you got the book now.
Right. And I've got to tell you, while I still have the hand pain and the neck pain, I'm seeing things start to change in my body. Now, I don't know what to do, and I think it might be coming from my hips being out of line or twisted.
Elaine, whoa. What chapter are you using in Pain Free?
Well...
You know what you're doing?
I'm trying to take care of everything, I guess.
You know what you're doing?
What?
You're looking at the pictures, and you're going, oh, I think I'll try that one.
You're right.
Well, why don't you go to the hip chapter and do the hip chapter and take them in order? Leave anything out.
Okay.
How about that? Thanks for calling. Go to that hip chapter and get started. All right, kiddo, pass it on.
I will.
Call me back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm the posture guy. It's a posture problem. Posture. 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 Your posture has been compromised. It's the position, not the condition. The body's a unit. Body as a unit. Your body is a unit. The body is giving you lots and lots of signals. The body never lies.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back. Toll-free 800-995-8434. Let's go to Texas. Talk to Curtis. Where are you in Texas, Curtis?
Hey, buddy.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm driving down the road, Mount Pleasant, Texas, right now.
So you're a trucker?
Yes, sir.
Which radio?
Sirius Satellite Radio, and apparently I only get an hour of you. I don't get the second hour, so I won't even be able to hear myself on the radio. Darn it.
Or something.
Yeah.
This is the second hour, man.
Yeah, but my radio shut it off. I checked it while I was on hold, and I don't get the second hour. I only get the first hour on it.
Yeah, so you're going to have to rattle their cage.
Yeah.
You know, call them up and go, hey, look. Truckers, we need
to
listen.
I want to be on the radio.
Exactly. Now, what hurts, man?
Well, I've been driving for about 8 years, and almost the minute I got into my truck, my left hand started going to sleep and numb my left two little fingers, and that would get so bad it'd go into my palm, and it would just get numb and hurt real bad. I went to the doctors, and they tried to swear it's my left shoulder, and I tell them, but if I rub on my left butt cheek, it would get better. And they said, well, that don't make no sense at all. And I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. I think the problem's in my butt cheek. You know, it seems the blood's not flowing from my butt to my hand like it should.
Well, how about this? Your body's off balance. The left hip ends up in a different position than the right hip.
Uh-huh.
The left shoulder talking to the left hip has to adjust its position to keep you upright.
Uh-huh.
And that symptom ends up in your hand.
Well, they swore up and down I was crazy. They did steroid injections in my shoulder, which didn't do nothing but aggravate my shoulder.
Well, see, you're not going to... The body's a unit, so in order for the shoulder to move, you're going to have to treat it as a unit. You got to listen to your own wisdom, which is your body trying to tell you about your left hip.
Yeah, that's where I swear the problem is, but, of course, the doctor don't like being told anything.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true. They're not trained in the global macro sense of the body. What they're trained is in the disease model, and that's the micro sense. So they're interested in they're trained to treat your symptoms. Yeah. You're trying to talk to them about the causes.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at them when they're not paying attention to the causes, because they're trained to treat your symptoms.
Yeah, that's very intelligent.
I'm going to send you. Can I send you some help?
Oh yeah, I'd love it. And I've quit smoking December 12th. I haven't bought a pack of cigarettes since then. I'm not overweight. I'm only 40. I'm trying really hard to get back in shape. I'm doing push-ups and stuff. And in the last 3 months, my neck has been killing me. I wake up in the morning and it hurts even. And so I'm not sure if I should be exercising more or exercising less.
Yes, you are. You're absolutely sure.
Well, I think I should be exercising more. I tried to do a pull-up the other day. I ran across some place that had a pull-up bar, and I thought, I used to be able to do 20 of these, and I barely pulled out one of the darn things.
Book's on the way. It's called Pain Free.
Great.
When you get it, read the first three chapters, because that will reinforce your basic intelligence. You were right the whole time, and then you'll know what to do with the book after that. I'm also sending you a coupon for a case of Penta Water and an exercise DVD.
I'm real anxious to try that water, because I only drink one soda a day at the most, and I know water is a necessary fundamental part of life. So as soon as I get home and I get the water and everything, I'm going to do that 1 week solid of nothing but the water, and hopefully can feel an improvement. I already feel better with the quit smoking and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of you. Book's on the way. Call me back.
Thank you, sir, and I will.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Elbeth. Did I say that right?
Just call me Beth.
So it's not Elbeth.
It's Elsbeth.
Elsbeth. Okay, Elsbeth. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Elsbeth. That's cool. So, are you a... I know I don't recognize the name, so you're a first-time caller. Are you a first-time listener?
No, I've heard you before.
Ah, cool. What caused you to call today?
I just decided I needed to.
Okay. How can I help?
Plantar fasciitis.
Ah, both feet, 1 foot?
Both.
Both, okay. Are you wearing orthotics in your shoes?
No.
Good. All right. No one recommended that you get some orthotics?
It comes and goes.
And someone you've been to see to try to fix it recommended that you get fit for some orthotics, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't do that because?
Because it's not always there.
Exactly. I love it. Okay. Are you at home?
Yes.
Shoes on or off?
Off.
I want you to... Which foot hurts the worst?
Left.
Okay. Cross your left foot like a guy does upon your right knee.
Okay.
Take your right hand and put it at the bottom of your left foot and put a finger pointed towards your knees in between each toe.
Okay.
So work your fingers down. I know. It's not pleasant. Work them in there.
Hard.
I know. Hard.
Okay.
Now, with your hand, I want you to flex your whole foot up towards the knee.
Okay.
And feel the toes bite down hard on your fingers.
Yeah.
Go back and forth. Flex, extend, flex it. Plantar dorsiflexion, as it's called. Back and forth. Now, the reason you have plantar fasciitis is because the fascia is doing the job of the arches of your feet. The body's had to put the fascia into play rather than the arches of the foot.
Okay.
That's a posture issue. So all I'm doing here right now is letting you re-engage what's called the transverse arch of your foot, and you feel as you do this that your it's starting to loosen up. Your toes aren't biting so hard on your fingers.
Yes.
Can you tell that?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now stand up.
Okay.
And just walk around and tell me how that foot feels.
Better.
Good. Okay. Now that's not a cure. That's a treatment. It's a posture issue. Do you have any of my books? Have I been able to help you?
Oh, I gave the lady my address.
Good. Pain Free's on the way.
Thank you so much.
Call me back now.
Okay.
Until you get the book, I want you to do this 3 sets of 10 on each foot twice a day.
I will.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Okay, let's go to Colorado and talk to Sandra. Sandra.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you today?
I don't know. How am I?
I don't know. I'm terrible.
You've been listening. How am I?
You are great.
And you're terrible?
No, you are great.
No, and you're terrible?
And I am terrible. I'm calling at the recommendation of my chiropractor.
What hurts?
Right now it's my lower back, and it's caused the muscles in my right buttocks to really tighten up.
Maybe it's the other way around.
What do you mean by the other way around?
Maybe it's the muscles in the buttock causing the lower back to tighten up.
Okay.
Are you at home?
I am home.
Do you have stairs?
Yes, I do.
Do you have shoes on?
Sandals.
They won't slip, will they?
No.
Okay, zip over to the stairs. You have a hand railing?
Yes.
Okay. Step up on your stairs.
Okay.
Facing up the stairs.
Okay.
Put your feet right together and let half of your feet hang in the air behind you.
All right.
Now let them drop.
Okay.
Relax your stomach. Tighten up your thigh muscles. And now our calf muscles are going to rip right out, right?
Oh, yes. They're always tight.
How did I know that?
I also have, a year ago, I got one of those.
Relax your shoulders.
Okay.
Tighten up your thigh muscles. And can you feel your heels dropping?
My calves hurt.
You feel your heels dropping. Yes? No?
Well, no.
So your heels aren't dropping down behind you?
Well, yes, they're dropping, but not continually. They're at a point that they're not going any farther.
Okay, step off.
Okay.
Walk around and tell me how your back feels.
It's popping.
How does it feel? Huh?
I'm able to move a little bit more.
Good. I'm going to send you a book called Pain Free. When you get it, back pain chapter, and then call me back.
All right.
All right, darling.
Thank you very much.
Folks, we'll be right back. Take a little break.
Peter Goskew has helped people through his clinics. Now he reaches out to you through the internet and an expanding radio network.
Marilyn, Lisa.
I'm a returning caller, and I'd like to let you know how it's going. Well, the back exercises are wonderful. My thighs are getting so strong. They're doing the work now. That's a wonderful feeling. Just I'm getting a lot of relief there, which is great. But by about the fifth day that I was doing the exercise, my shoulders started getting really, really, really aggravated.
Yeah, achy.
You got it.
It's trying to change position. Let it.
Oh, my gosh. My body is such at ease. It's just wonderful. You really are quite remarkable, the hope that you offer. Well, I'm shouting your praises. I'm trying to get the book into the hands of anyone who's had any pain, and that's everyone I speak to.
We're on a mission, aren't we?
We are, and I'm one of your crusaders.
Call 1-800-995-8434 to start on the road to pain relief. 1-800-995-8434. The Egoscue Clinic. On the net, egoscue.com. The Egoscue Clinic. 1-800-995-8434.
The message that I talk to you about every week about listening to your body, listening to its voice, we're wired in, aren't we? To everything but ourselves. We don't have any time. We're wired. How can you listen to yourself? How to get unwired. This is that great composer Andre Castellanos' view of this. The conductor and composer. We listen too much to the telephone and we listen too little to nature. The wind is one of my sounds. It's a lonely sound, perhaps, but soothing. Everybody should have his personal sound to listen for. Sounds that make him exhilarated and alive or quiet and calm. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest sounds of them all, and to me it is a sound, is utter complete silence. Hi, Don. How are you?
fine.
What's going on in Walnut Creek, man?
Yeah, well, I'm having a little pain that is driving me nuts.
What kind of pain?
In my hip area.
Front or back, this hip pain?
Actually, right in the groin.
Ah.
My daughter brought me your pain-free book when I was having so much trouble a few months ago, and gee, within a few days, I was really feeling great. And
good.
And now I've had this procedure again, and I'm just really in a world of hurt.
Have you been down in progressive supine groin?
Well, I'm not sure what I've been in. I've been doing the pain-free hip area.
Yeah, look up in your pain-free book.
Yeah.
Go to page 149 in pain-free.
149, okay.
And do what it says. And if you're doing it right, it's going to take you about 30 minutes a leg. Progressive supine groin. All right?
Yeah.
Do it for a couple of days, and then go back to doing what you were doing.
Okay.
And then call me back and tell me how it's going.
Okay. I'm wondering if this might have anything to do with cancer reoccurring, because my PSA level is starting to go up. And
I think that you should trust your instincts.
Okay.
In all things, trust your instincts.
I agree with you.
And so that little voice, it's always right.
Okay, Pete.
Whatever that little voice says, right?
Yeah.
And think about it this way. If the little voice says the cancer's back,
yeah.
Don't be afraid of it, because that little voice is really you.
I got you.
Okay? Call me back and keep us posted on what's going on.
Thanks. And I talked to a lot of people about your book, and I'm handing out my cards with the information on where to get your book, and you've just been a lifesaver for me.
Well, thank you, man. You've made my day.
Okay.
Good luck, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Penta drinking water is unique versus other bottled waters because its proprietary patented process results in a water that is purer than any other and hydrates the body faster. By hydrating the body faster, Penta water helps its drinkers feel and be their best. Penta.
Rolling along, second hour. Let's go to Utah. Haven't had a call from Utah for a while. Ludwig.
It's not just Utah, Pete. It's a French guy calling you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's a friend of my landlord, Steve, that stopped by, totally dedicated to his exercises every morning, and I got interested and asked him what he was doing. And I guess he had your book and a bench and a tower. And something where the foot was caught in a plate, adjusted to that tower. And after a few talk and me telling him about the back pain, I'm a waiter. I spend hours standing up in those dining rooms. I play guitar, and I know I have maybe a bad position when I stream too long and work a lot on the computer too. So I combine all the things for a bad back.
Got it. Did you steal your friend's book?
No, he did gently and so nicely give me the book, and I wanted to make sure if you think exercise from the book will substantially help, or should I go right away and have, because that tower and that bench did really the trick when he was there.
Well, then you've already answered your question.
So do we get that with you over the phone today as well, or how do we proceed on those?
Oh, are you computer friendly?
Yes.
Go to egoscue.com, E-G-O-S-C-U-E.
Uh-huh.
And click on equipment.
Okay, that's simple.
Yep, and the great company called Therapy Zone in Colorado that does all of our stuff, their website will come up, and you'll see all the stuff and just order it online.
And by the way, as well, like everybody has told you, just the exercise from the book itself is already a great relief. Just in a pure form of what I like today is awareness. So thank you very much for that as well.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. Keep me posted, okay?
Indeed. And I think I'm going to go ahead and take care and bring that equipment home and work on that week of water as well.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Florida and talk to Colleen. Colleen, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you?
I am in Largo, Florida.
Largo, Florida. How long have you been there?
Just since November.
Where were you before that?
North Carolina.
Can you tell me why you moved?
Yes, my daughter's training. She's a level 10 elite gymnast, and we moved here for her training.
Oh, how's it going?
Well, she's probably going to try to call you. She just tore her MCL, and so she's trying on the phone now to give you a call to ask about some things for her.
Tell her, write this number down.
Okay.
You there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Tell her to call 800-995-8434.
8434. Okay.
Tell her to call right now and let them talk her through the help.
Okay, great. And then...
Now, what's wrong with you, darling?
Well, several years ago, I got a motor vehicle crash, and I have three herniated discs in my lower back.
Wait. Back up. Does your back hurt right this minute?
Yeah, and my right hip as well.
Okay, you got shoes on or off?
Off. No shoes.
Will your feet slip? Is your floor slick?
No.
You're sure? Okay, take your phone and walk over to a wall or a door that you can turn your back to.
Okay.
Now, well, here's what we're going to do. Are you there?
Yes.
I want you to get your feet hip-width apart, and I want them straight, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And I want you to walk your feet away from the door, so you have to bend your knees and let your butt slide down the door a little bit, don't you, to get your feet away.
Yes.
We're going to sit in a chair that isn't there.
Okay.
Now, keep your knees lined up over your feet. Don't let them come together.
Okay.
And slide your butt down until you feel your lower back rotate into the door.
Okay.
Is it there?
Yep.
Get your feet a little bit further away from the door. They're too close to the door.
Okay.
I want your knee more at a 90 degrees.
Okay.
Now, do you feel your thigh muscles loading up with weight?
Yes.
Good. Is it even left to right?
No. I kind of feel like my left leg is more tension than my right leg.
Okay. Adjust. Are you straight or are you too far on your left side?
No, I think I'm straight.
Good. Then relax your stomach, but make sure that your lower back... Can you feel your lower back coming more and more in contact with the door?
Yes, it's flat to the door.
Yes, and it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Now, tell me when you start feeling even. Remember, herniated discs are the result of the problem, not the cause of the problem.
Okay.
In other words, bones do what muscles tell them to do, darling.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So the discs aren't the problem. It's the position of your spine that's the problem. Now your thigh muscles, are they burning?
Yes.
Are they even yet?
Yes, they are.
All right. Get up off the door, walk around, and tell everybody how your back feels right this second.
Well, my hip feels better now.
Yeah, of course. I know. How's your back feel?
My back is feeling better as well.
Now, the discs are still herniated, aren't they?
Yes.
So, the back pain isn't because of the discs, because if it was, nothing we could do would change the discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Can I send you some help?
Sure.
Pain-free. It's on the way.
Okay, great. And then my daughter is trying to call. She's on the line, so
What's her name?
Kaylee.
Okay. Did she get through?
They're putting a thumbs up outside in the car. They're outside listening in the car, so.
She's not on my screen.
Ah.
And I've only got like 4 minutes left. Go out and tell her to call that 800 number.
Okay.
They're there now, and they'll take her call and help her.
Okay, great.
All right, darling.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Melanie, Texas, hi.
Hi.
How are you? Just got under the wire, darling. What's up?
Well, praise God. I have left hip pain.
Front or back?
It's actually right to the side, but it does slightly radiate toward the back.
And what do you think's going on?
Well, I'm an old gymnast.
I've always had lower doses in my spine and had hip issues.
So you think you're off balance?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Are you at home?
Yes.
Can you walk into your kitchen?
I can.
Got shoes on or off?
Off.
Cool. You're in the kitchen. Turn your back to your kitchen counter.
Okay.
Get about 3 feet away. Get your feet hip width and point it at 12 o'clock. So look down at your feet and make sure they're dead straight.
Okay.
Take your right foot and put it up behind you so the top of the foot is resting on the counter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, you feel that in the thigh muscle of the right leg?
No, I'm very flexible, so.
No, it's not. This has nothing to do with flexibility, darling.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't feel a stretch of the muscles.
Okay, that tells us that your pelvis is in the wrong position. All right, so what I want you to do is relax your shoulders.
Okay.
And I want you to leave your foot up there.
Okay.
And I want you to take your belly button now and tip it up towards your shoulders.
Okay.
Now, did that produce anything in the right thigh?
No. Not really.
So nothing is happening in the right leg?
No.
All right. Bring the right foot down.
Okay.
And put the left one up behind you.
Okay. All right.
Now what do we got?
It's a fairly comfortable position for me.
You feel anything?
No, sir.
Okay, call me Pete, will you?
Okay.
All right. Now, what that tells me is that we've got a joint laxity issue here, which would fit with your background of being a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've got to do is we've got to tighten you up a little bit.
Okay.
Can I send you the help?
Yes, appreciate it.
It's called the Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion.
Okay.
And I want you to go to condition 3.
Okay.
Now, ignore the picture. I know that's not you, okay?
Okay.
Don't look at the picture and go, that's not me, that bozo.
Yeah, I was looking online this morning trying to determine what I thought I was.
Condition 3, darling. The book's on the way. Call me back.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Folks, 2 hours. Wow. Thanks for being here. Be kind to yourselves. Remember, a smile is worth a million great intentions. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, you finally made up your mind. You're going to lose that weight. Well, here's a fact. You can't lose that weight overnight. Not if you want your weight loss to be healthy and permanent. The Meta System is a weight loss plan you can commit to. It's all natural, it works, and you'll be able to keep the weight off. Listen.
With the Meta System, I lost 10 pounds the first week, and overall, I think 12 weeks, I lost 46 pounds.
Over the past 3 weeks.